The Bush administration is asking Congress for another $700 million in aid for Colombia next year and to allow more U.S. military personnel to be deployed there. That would enable President Alvaro Uribe's government to expand an ambitious counterinsurgency offensive. But recent events in Colombia are spreading fears that the aid could end up helping drug traffickers. Chip Mitchell reports from Bogota.
The aid request would continue Washington's program of spraying drug crops with herbicide and warding off guerrilla attacks on a pipeline used by Los Angeles-based Occidental Petroleum. What's new is a plan to expand counterinsurgency efforts by sending 15,000 Colombian troops to take over southern jungles and villages controlled for decades by the country's largest guerrilla army. For this offensive, dubbed the Patriot Plan, the Bush administration over the next 3 years wants to spend more than $300 million on combat planes, transport planes, arms, training, intelligence, logistics, and equipment. It wants Congress to double the U.S. military advisors allowed in the country to 800, and it wants to increase the number of U.S. contractors allowed to 600. President Uribe recently rallied members of a rapid deployment force that's part of the Patriot Plan.
Con el valor civil de ustedes. Con su energía, con su patriotismo, vamos a derrotar los terroristas.
With your valor, energy, and patriotism, we're going to rout the terrorists, he said. But the military's reputation has been tarnished lately. Last month, a well-known drug kingpin was arrested in an army club where he'd been staying for a week. 36 pounds of heroin and 22 pounds of cocaine were found on the Navy's flagship shortly before it was to visit the United States. And an internal national police study found that drug traffickers have infiltrated the force in locations across the country. Colombian officials call these cases isolated and say they're investigating them rigorously. Yet Colombian security officials with drug ties almost never go to prison. Many human rights advocates blame Colombian Attorney General Luis Camilo Osorio's office. Colombian Congressmember Wilson Borja says paramilitary drug traffickers have infiltrated the office. That penetration, he says, hampers prosecution of everything from drug trafficking to crimes against humanity. Osorio denies widespread corruption among his 18,000 employees, and he says he's going after the bad apples. This month, he opened investigations of 8 current and former prosecutors and agents for allegedly helping drug traffickers and other criminals. Patriot Plan supporters say the Uribe government is doing the best it can against drugs. The CIA reports that Colombian coca cultivation fell by 21% last year. Indiana Republican Mark Sauter chairs the House panel on drug control efforts.
We believe this is a very critical moment in whether Colombia is going to stay a democracy with a balanced economy or whether it's going to return to being a drug state.
In the past, U.S. officials have stressed they screen Colombian security forces to make sure corrupt units don't receive U.S. aid. But Adam Isaacson of the Washington-based Center for International Policy says that's not enough. Last month, he toured southern Colombia.
Here you've got a whole mixture of army brigades, mobile brigades, special forces units, air force units providing cover. You've got the Navy, particularly riverine elements, and the police, both the regular police and the counter-narcotics police.
With so many units in the Patriot Plan, Isaacson says, it'll be impossible to keep corrupt hands off the U.S. aid. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell in Bogota.